We are in the Gospel of Luke, and we are moving through the story of Jesus and his gospel and the bringing of the gospel. We've seen so much happen in the early chapters. We saw that his ministry headquartered in a place called Capernaum. And from there, he began to minister. People came around. They had all kinds of exciting things. There were gatherings and then large crowds. And then more and more attention. He chose 12 that he was going to name as apostles. And we're learning more and more today what that means, what that involves. He had two major preaching tours. And one was really down to the south in Judea, near Jerusalem. And then the second one, the one that we've been looking at most recently, starting in chapter 8, he was preaching in the Galilee area. And it's all been Jesus. Jesus has been out ministering. He's been doing these things. He's been healing all kinds of diseases. I mean, the blind could see. The lame could walk. All kinds. The lepers were cleansed of the terrible disease of leprosy. And there were even two people so far that we've seen who were raised from the dead. These are all big deal things that people start saying, This sounds like this may be the one we've been waiting for. This could be Messiah coming. And I think all of this was sort of a training exercise. As he named the apostles, he was then showing them what ministry is going to look like, the power and the authority that was going to be a part of that, and the other followers that were going to be coming. And it was now time to send. And so that's what we're about today, the message of sending. Really, if we don't get anything else, we need to understand that if you are a part of the Jesus people, the Jesus movement, then you are sent. We are a sent people. You might say, well, I don't think I've been sent anywhere. Well, wherever you are is where you have been sent so far. And so we need to grasp that and understand that. So it's about sending. We're going to see three different movements of sending. And the first we see today is the sending of 12, just the 12 apostles. They're going to go out on a mission. And then we're going to see the sending, in another chapter, we'll see the sending of 72, two by two, going out. And then at the end of all the gospels, there's one form or another of commissioning, that as the church, you are commissioned, go and preach the gospel to every nation and carry the good news and disciple them. Teach them everything that I have taught you. Teach them all the commands that I have given to you. So we're on this first calling and sending moment. It's in Luke chapter 9. I invite you to give all of your attention to the Word of God. We won't interrupt along the way. And just hear what Jesus has to say to you right now. And to say to us, and then we'll begin to open that up. Let's hear Luke chapter 9, beginning verse 1. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, take nothing with you for your journey. No staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money. And do not have two tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there. And from there depart. And wherever they do not receive you, when you leave that town, shake the dust off of your feet as a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was perplexed, because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others, that one of the prophets of old had risen. Herod said, John, I beheaded. But who is this about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. Now let's stand and honor the word in our presence, if you're comfortable to stand. And let's pray. Father God, we thank you for every bit of the word of God that you have breathed upon the pages of Scripture. And we desire to hear exactly what you have for us.